History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, September 1st. I'm Megan Lynch. A warning from cardiac medicine doctors as we get into this long week of extreme heat. Here's KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer.
The heat can trigger heart rhythm problems for people who already have an arrhythmia. It's because when it's hot, it's easier to get dehydrated. Electrophysiologist Dr. Archana Ramareddy at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles says the heat can make things like atrial fibrillation worse because people are more dehydrated.
It's all really due to more of destabilization of the cardiac membranes just because the electrolytes are a little bit off. And so unless your magnesium and your potassium levels and your calcium levels are all kind of where we want them, sometimes that can cause a little instability in our cardiac cells.
If you have arrhythmia, Dr. Ramareddy says, avoid alcohol as much as you can and drink more water over the next few days. Also, avoid energy drinks and large quantities of coffee, as they may lead to dehydration as well. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
And ahead on Total Information AM, we'll talk to Illinois officials about how high schools should handle this week's heat for athletes. A developing story this morning, St. Louis County Police involved in a shooting off Wideman Road near Manchester. The officer involved was not hurt. The suspect has non-life-threatening injuries. We're also getting details about a police chase that ended downtown St. Louis. Fox 2 reports police chased a silver car from Caseyville to downtown St. Louis after a traffic violation. The chase ended near Busch Stadium. When the car caught fire after police spiked the vehicle's tires, the suspect continued driving. Illinois State Police say a man killed by officers in Granite City last week was armed with a handgun and a replica long gun. Investigators say 40-year-old Ryan Sarantano refused commands to drop the weapons during a confrontation on Edison Avenue. He was shot by a Granite City officer and a Madison County Sheriff's deputy. He later died at a hospital. None of the responding officers were hurt. Vandals are targeting churches across St. Louis City, stealing copper wire, water meters, and window AC units. Police spokesman Mitch McCoy.
The impacted properties include both active churches serving their congregations and churches that remain out of service due to the May 2025 tornado.
McCoy says police are sending additional resources to increase surveillance of potential targets. So far, 30 houses of worship have been victimized since the start of July. It's almost the last weekend at the pool, and Shrewsbury is the latest local city facing tough decisions over its aging facility.
Suburbs across our metro area followed the trend about three decades ago and built their own mini water parks. Now many of them are reaching the ends of their useful lives around the same time. We've told you about challenges with the Chesterfield Aquatic Center and the tax questions that voters there will face later this year. Shrewsbury is launching a feasibility study to look at the costs and future of its facility. The Shrewsbury Aquatic Center was built in 1972 and has not seen a major renovation since the year 2000. Now the city's hired outside architectural firm to conduct a feasibility study on the facility's physical conditions, design options, and long-term financial sustainability. Shrewsbury officials stress that no final decisions have been made and any major project would likely require a public vote. Residents can weigh in during a community open house that's set for Wednesday, September 16th at 6 p.m. at the Shrewsbury City Center. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Four utility boxes in Webster Groves will get a makeover soon. The Webster Groves Arts Commission accepting applications now for their new utility box art program, which will let four local artists beautify utility boxes at four high traffic areas. Here's Trish Moyko-Tobin, Arts Commissioner for the city.
Not only is it for the aesthetics, but the goal has always been about making the arts accessible to our residents, but also, you know, the people who come to work at Webster every day and those who visit us on the weekend. So it's always been about having people as close to the arts as possible so that they can enjoy it and hopefully bring a smile to their face.
Artists don't need to be residents of Webster Groves, but must be a St. Louis local. A famous singer reportedly in ICU after performing at the Muni over the weekend.
Come on and sing my song. Everybody!
Lionel Richie singing his final song from his Saturday night performance in Forest Park after requiring a seat to finish. According to TMZ, Richie is now locally hospitalized. Odyssey St. Louis's Alex Rich was in the audience and says Richie was constantly being given fluids to fight dehydration.
So he did mention that, hey, you know, if I'm up here drinking some of this weird looking stuff, it's electrolytes.
Richie told the St. Louis crowd he suffered from dehydration earlier this year. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Spas and More, a downtown apartment building exits its receivership after Fannie Mae foreclosed on the building in May. The lofts at OPOP at 911 Locust Street exited the receivership Friday. Fannie Mae assumed ownership of the building in June.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.